For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Eric Sterling may not have been a cop or a prosecutor, but he brings plenty of credentials to support his membership in law enforcement against prohibition.
In the 1980s, I was counsel to the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on the Judiciary, principally responsible for anti-drug matters. When you look at the war on drugs and you say, how are we doing? Well, the war on drugs is a failure. Since 1979, the death rate from drugs has more than doubled, from 3.5 to over 7.0 per 100,000. In the last 12 years, hospital emergency room admissions for drugs has gone up 50%. In 1998, high school seniors said that heroin and marijuana were easier for them to get than at any time since we started asking them in 1975. We're not keeping drugs out of the hands of kids. We're not saving lives, and in fact, the traffickers are prospering. They're getting more efficient. It's easier and cheaper for them to deliver drugs in the United States, so that the price of heroin and cocaine has gone down steadily in the last 20 years. The purity of heroin sold in the American street, the average purity has gone from 5% in 1980 to 25% in the year 2000. It's increased fivefold. The traffickers are winning. Now, here's a social policy that on any kind of terms you say, is it doing what it's supposed to do, is failing. And we keep saying the war on drugs is a failure. Why does it continue? What purpose does it serve? The purpose is to maintain white privilege. When you look at the effect, you got a drug conviction, and only a drug conviction, you get kicked out of public housing. You got a drug conviction, you get denied a loan to higher education. You got a drug conviction, you're denied for your lifetime welfare benefits under the TANF law. You get a drug conviction, you become less employable. Drug conviction, you can't get credit cards. Drug conviction, you can't get a mortgage. You can't buy a house in the country. That all of the war on drugs serves to, by racial profiling, means that blacks walking down the street, traveling on airplanes, driving on highways, riding the train, are stopped much more frequently in search for drugs than whites are. Yet the data shows that the police have a higher hit rate when they search whites than blacks. Why do law enforcement commanders allow an ineffective strategy to go forward? Because it serves to maintain white privilege. That's why it's so evil and must be ended.
I urge you to join us next week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Peter Crist, one of the directors of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.